Hallelujah. We need him more than anything. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I do, because I've got to have him every day. Amen. I got to have him when I wake up. I got to have him as I go through the day. I need him at night when I lay down. Come on. Amen. I need him more than anything. Amen. Help me want the healer more than the healing. Amen. And so we need that today. I mean, he's had a great day in the Lord today. It's been a beautiful day. It's the day the Lord hath made. Amen. And we need to come to the house of God, rejoice and be glad in the fact that, hey, he gave me breath throughout this day. He's gave me life throughout this day. And I need to go and worship him. Amen. If you want to go with us to the Word of God tonight, amen, we're going to go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're going to start with verse 52. And we're going to read just a few verses there down to about 58. I'm going to get right into what the Lord has given us. We want to say God bless you for being here, for being faithful to the house of God. I want to thank you for the pastors and the first lady of this house for giving us the privilege to come, amen, and just be in service with you and to worship God with you. Amen. One of these days we're going to make it our last journey. Glory. And we're going to march on streets of gold. I don't know. I'm going to retire my Bible because I won't need it anymore, because he is the Word. I'll be there with him. Won't have to read it anymore. Come on, somebody. Amen. And we won't have to preach anymore. Glory, glory, glory. You say you sound like you don't want to. Well, preaching is not something that everybody wants to hear anymore, especially if it's the truth. They want you to tickle their ears and, give them what they feel good about themselves, you know. And I've already made a few folk mad, not here, but I found out I made them mad at the house before I left. Didn't even know I made them mad, just told them the truth, and they didn't want to hear it. But, oh, well, that's all right, you know. I've been a whole lot worse shape. And so, you know, the fact of the matter is you can't live in sin and live for God. It just don't mix for some odd reason. It just don't mix. And so, you know, if we're going to live for God, we're going to have to sell out and dedicate. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, enough of that. And thank you for the offering, for all that you do. We got brought a veggie tray and a fruit tray today, and we want to thank you for that. And somebody's got me some cookies. This may be a short message tonight because they're waiting in the foyer, so you know how that goes. But anyway, we want to say God bless you for all. And Cinnamon Rose, dear Lord, I'm going to tell you, folk, you got to quit, okay? Because I'm wearing elastic, so just in case, you know. So y'all got to help me out just a little bit, folk, okay? But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52, if you're there, say amen. Said, in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So that when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. How many believes that tonight? Amen. Father, I thank you for the precious Word of God. I thank you, Lord, for this place of worship, these pastors, and God, for each individual that's under the sound of my voice tonight. God, we're not able to do it without you. But, oh God, we step aside so that you can take us, oh God, and use us as the divine oracle of God, that you might be able to say the words through this vessel, God, that you want your people to hear. Bless the Word, God. It's already been blessed. But, oh God, would you break it now and feed us? God, help us to receive tonight what we have need of. Don't let a one leave out of this house, God, that they have not received, God, the thing that they have come to the house of God for. And everybody said, amen. I can title this two or three ways, and so I don't know which way we're going to go, but we're just going to do this. How many knows that we serve an unchangeable, unshakable, and unstoppable God? Amen? Well, I believe if we serve an unchangeable, unshakable, and unstoppable God, then He's got a people that is unchangeable, come on, unshakable, and unstoppable. Come on, say amen. Amen. He reproduces of His own, so therefore, if He is an unshakable, unstoppable, unchangeable God, then I believe He's put that same attribute in the DNA of His children when He saved them. Amen. So I'm going to preach to you just for a little while tonight. Amen. I don't know where you're at, what you've came for, what you're going through. And I know you say, Sister Linda, the last few services have been pretty rough. Well, I'll try to doctor you up a little bit tonight. Amen. And not skin you totally alive. All right? But understand, I didn't come this far, amen, to sit down and let the devil run me over. Come on. I done climbed too many mountains, walked too many valleys, amen, swam too many rivers, amen, to sit down now and give up, throw my hands up and say, well, what's the use? Say, come on. The Bible said, amen, there's coming a time, and there's coming a real soon time, I believe, that the Bible says in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye, that the last trump is going to sound, come on, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Because this old incorruptible, this corruptible is going to put incorruption, and this mortal is going to put on immortality. Amen. And we are going to be changed. Therefore, He said, beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, amen, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Amen. And I feel like today, if you give me just a tad of monitor, Chris, I feel like today that we're living in an age and a time that people are becoming, amen, just a little bit weary on their journey, a little bit faint on their journey. Come on, amen. And it seems like, amen, that the enemy is raising the banner high, raising the scale high. Come on. And we as the church are getting a little bit weary of fighting, a little bit weary of traveling, and we just would like to sit down and take a break. All right. Glory. But I didn't come this far to stop. Come on. Hallelujah. I said, I didn't come this far. I've watched people come and go. I've watched people come in, get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and the next thing I knew, they were right back out where they started from. I've seen all that. I've watched God deliver, heal, and set free, and turn around next a week or month or two, come on, or even a year, and see them right back in the same hogwalla that God brought them out of. Come on, somebody. I've watched people come in, and because the church wasn't what they wanted it to be, and the pastor didn't cater to every need that they thought they needed catered to, that they found them another trough to go eat out of. Y'all say amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand, when I started on this journey, I started out to make it all the way. And when I look at the Word of God, and I realize in the book of Isaiah in chapter 7, there was a war that was about to go on. Come on now, understand. Here was Ahaz was about to, amen, to go against Judah in war, and they begin to plot, and they begin to say, this is what we're going to do. But if you'll go to the verse number 7, it said, and the Lord said, and thus saith the Lord God, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. I'm preaching somewhere, amen, and somebody tonight is holding the reins, but I'm going to take them out of your hand before I get through. Come on, somebody. I want you to understand, I didn't come this far, amen, to let the devil, amen, have my victory. I didn't come this far to let the devil take, amen, a hold to what God has promised me. I didn't come this far, Sister Kelly, to sit down, even though the enemy may be plotting on every side. The enemy may be trying on my right side, my left side, in front of me, to trip me up and to take away the very thing that God has promised I could have. Come on. I want you to understand in English, in Arkansas English, this is how verse 7 would read. It said, "It will not happen." Oh, say amen. "And nothing will become of it." So what the Lord was saying, you go ahead and do your best. You go ahead and try. But I'm here to tell you, it will not happen. Amen. And nothing will come out of it. You got to understand, when God has poured into you, when God has given you a promise, amen, and the book is full of the promises of God, every one of them in Him is yea and amen. And when the church realizes that and grabs a hold of it and begins to recognize, hey, this is mine. It's for me. Amen. And me is who it's going to, it's for, and it's who it's going to take a hold of. He said, I'm telling you, I want you to understand. Amen. The devil can plot to take you out. But if you're determined to live for God, it shall not come to pass, and hell cannot, amen, get any glory in it. Amen. But we can sit on our seat nonchalantly and serve a deaf God, blind God. Oh, y'all say amen. Don't get mad at me. Amen. That's kind of how we act, like we're serving Him. With signs and wonders all around us. And Jesus saying, I want you to know, look up, your redemption is drawing nigh. And everybody's got their head between their legs. Look up, your redemption is drawing nigh. Everybody's grumbling. Amen. And looking down. Amen. Having a pity party. And Jesus is saying, if you'll look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, somebody say amen. You may think you've got it bad, but honey, you're living in the land of the free. Come on, you may think you've got it rough, but you're living in the land of the free. I want you to know, the writer said this, if you can't run with the footman, what are you going to do when the horsemen come along? If you can't make it in the land, in the hour, amen, where that you've got the liberty, amen, to get out of your house and get in your car and go to the house of God and worship Him in freedom. Come on, somebody. What are you going to do when they issue the order that you cannot go to church, that you cannot worship God? Our sister Linda, it'll never happen. It's already happening in America today. Amen. You got to understand, we live in what we call the Bible Belt. Amen. We got freedom. But you've got to understand, they're already issuing laws. Come on, they're in California. They've got a bill right now, amen, that they're trying, amen, to cause the Bible to no longer be read. Amen, that you cannot serve God. You cannot be a Christian. Come on, somebody. If you don't believe that, you need to get into what, amen, is going on in this world. I said, and we've got the greatest privilege that's been given unto us. I got the right to go to the house of God. I've got the right to praise Him. I've got the right, amen, to call His name and call Him my Lord. I got a right to lift up my voice like a trumpet and tell the world He's my God and there's no other outside of Him. But we take it so lightly. Amen. Well, I'm not as excited as you do. I don't get as excited as you do. Amen. Let me tell you, if I come around by you, amen, while I'm preaching, I'll haul off and pinch a good plug. You'll get excited. Come on, say amen. You can sit there with your arms folded and your legs crossed. Amen. And your mind half shut down. But I want you to know, is your ears tuned to the trumpet? Is your eyes feasted? Oh, somebody help me out now.
I said, are you ready for the rapture? You see, we've grown so cold and we've grown so indifferent in the house of God that we have church just like we want to have church. We're spiritual. Come on. Yeah, we are. We're Christians. Amen. But do we act like it? Real, true saints of the living God. They lift up holy hands and they worship Him. They magnify Him. Oh, somebody say amen. I'm here to tell you, if you know you've been blood bought and you've been brought out of hell and your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you ought to be praising Him because you've got a right to do it. Amen. He said, I want you to understand, you need to be steadfast. Amen. And unmovable and abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor in Him is not in vain. You see, the Lord came whenever He took Moses home and He went to Joshua. Now, come on. You got to understand, they've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen. Out of disobedience. Come on. They didn't have to be in that wilderness 40 years. They chose to be there 40 years. And so Moses, he had been with a griping, complaining, contrary, come on, aggravating, amen, couldn't please, amen, about 3 million folk, amen, and you think we got it bad because we got, amen, anywhere from 50 to 75 to 100, we can't please, amen, but here he had about 3 million, but I want you to understand, God said, Moses, you've gone as far as you can go, amen, understand, I won't go into all that. We're just going to kind of skip a little bit. And there they were. Amen. Moses was gone. Amen. Joshua was appointed the leader. Here they are standing at the Jordan. They knew that God could open the Red Sea and bring them across. Hey, watch. Come on. Whenever He drowned all those with the Egyptians and Pharaoh in the Red Sea. And watch. God bring manna down from heaven. Had been there when the water was turned bitter, when it was bitter and turned sweet. And they knew what God could do. But here they were camping on one side of Jordan when they could see where they needed to go. Amen. And here they sit. Kind of like the church is today. We know where we're going. But we're just kind of like an old sitting hen. We're just watching to see when it's going to happen. Come on. We got our little chicks, so we ain't worried about anything else. We're just going to sit here and see what happens. I like to be over there because that's where I'm supposed to be. But I really don't see no way to get there. Come on. Amen. Now that's what God has promised us because we done spied it out. Come on, everybody else has been gone, but Joshua and Caleb, they knew they knew the promised land. They knew what it possessed. Come on. And Caleb had held fast to a promise that God had given him. Amen. That he could have the mountain that he claimed. Come on. But here they sat. Come on. And notice in Joshua 1:1, and I know you know this, but he said, now after the death of Moses, amen, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, is saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Amen. And therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. Come on. Thou and all the people upon the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Come on. You're just sitting here. Amen. Come on. There's some things. Come on, folk. I want you to hear what I'm about to say to you. There's some things that God expects you to do for yourself. Oh, y'all say amen. You got to understand we're living in an age and an hour that God's about to do a new thing. He's about to do a new work. Amen. And we've sat around on the promises. Amen. We've sat around on our sacred promise. Amen. And every word that God's given us, amen, it's rolled off of our, come on, off of our forehead. Amen. We've heard it with our ears, but we've never written it it down on pen and tablet and said, God, this is what you promised. I call those things that be not as though they already are. He said you'd heal me. Now, God, that's what your word says. I don't have to live with this, because the word says I'm healed and I am whole. That is your promise. The Bible said it's by your stripes that I am healed. And one said it's by your stripes that I were healed. I said, so I got it covered going, and I got it covered, amen, coming. You got to understand, if that's what you said, and I'm not going to sit down here and die, I got the privilege to call upon your name and come on somebody, and you've got to do, amen, what you said you'll do. I'm not going to sit here and watch that one get out of a wheelchair and stay crippled myself. I'm going to get up. Oh, somebody hear me. I said we're more spiritually crippled than we are physically. If we'll get our spirit man healed, we ain't got to worry about what this flesh is suffering with. So, my Lord, you're crazy. I know it. It shall not stand. Come on. Amen. I'm telling you, it shall not stand. I don't know your name. Prayed for you last night. Amen. And God said to tell you, it shall not stand. Come on, hear what I'm telling you. It shall not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. What the doctors have diagnosed has got no authority. Amen. In the temple of God. I'm here to tell you. I said, God has already said it. Amen. And if we get our spirit man right, come on. Amen. We get our spirit man where it needs. And we get in alignment with the word of the living God. And my spirit man lines up and says, devil, amen, I may, amen, be attacked on every side. I may be attacked physically. I may be attacked emotionally. I may be attacked financially. And I may be attacked spiritually. But the word says, oh, somebody say the word says, amen. And if the word says it, amen, then I've got the right. I've got the power. I've got the authority, as I preached to you last night. Amen. To call it, amen, to into existence. So somebody hear what I'm telling you. It's about time that we stop sitting and looking around at the swelling of Jordan. Amen. And thinking, how are we going to get over? How are we going to get to our promise? How are we going to make it? Amen. Your leader's dead. Amen. Somebody, amen, that went before you has already made their reward. And they're not worried about that Jordan. But you're sitting there thinking, how? In the world am I ever going to do this? Amen. Get yourself full of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And get yourself full of the glory of God. And make up your mind and determine your heart. Amen. There's not enough hell. There's not enough devils. There's not enough doubters. There's not enough powders. There's not enough complainers. There's not enough, come on somebody. Amen. Out there. Because I didn't come here to quit. I didn't come here to fall. I didn't come here to stop. But I came here to go through. And I am going to make it because God has promised me. Amen. We can sit and look at Jordan and she'll never part. It's when you take action. Oh, somebody say amen. Get up, Joshua. Amen. Get up, Joshua. Come on, turn around to your neighbor and say, get up, Joshua. Amen. Get up and arise and go over this Jordan. How am I going to do that? Amen. With the presence of God. Come on. They had him in their midst, but they still didn't know how they was going to make it. Oh, that's going to preach, Holy Ghost. I know it is. Amen. They had him in their midst. You see, the Ark of the Covenant represented the divine, amen, presence of the anointing. Come on, in the glory of God. And they had him in their midst. Oh, somebody say amen. But even though he was in their midst, even though they were at just, I mean, time they could see, amen, where their destiny was at. Come on. Amen. And he was in their midst. But they were sitting there in their tents. They were sitting there in their camps. And they were just looking at the swelling of Jordan. It's getting bigger by the day. I don't know why that we're here, amen, when we should be over there. Amen. And God's in the midst of them all the time. And so he began to talk to Joshua. And he said, Joshua, you got to get up. You sat in your tent long enough. Moses is dead. Come on, you've got to get up. Amen. You got to realize this is a personal walk. Oh, somebody say amen. It's a personal walk. You can wallow in your pity. Amen. You can lay down and die, or you can get up and live. Oh, somebody say amen. You can look around you and see all of the disappointment, all of the sorrow, all of the hate, all the unforgiveness. Amen. That you want to. There's not a church across this nation that you'll ever go to, amen, that's going to be perfect, because we're imperfect people, amen, living for a perfect God and striving for perfection. Oh, say amen. There's not a preacher, there's not a pastor, there's not an evangelist, there's not a prophet or an apostle, a teacher, a singer, or a musician that's going to keep you pleased 100% of the time. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that when you set your goal on God, and you set your goal for heaven, and you've got your mind made up, and you're saying, I didn't come here, amen, to worship anything but Him. I didn't come this far to lay down and let some mully grubber, amen, some doubter, some complainer, sap me of my victory, that I've been saved. I've been blood washed. Amen. Come on, somebody. I've been filled with Holy Ghost divine. I've had an experience with Him. Hey, Jordan may be out of her banks, but I'm going to get up. I feel the power. I feel the glory. I feel the anointing. And when I step into the middle of what's hindering me, I will make it across. Amen. You see, when the presence of God got into the middle of the water, amen. As a matter of fact, it didn't have to get in the middle. All it had to do is step one foot in, and she started the roll. Oh, say amen. It will not happen, and nothing's going to come out of it. Whatever the devil's plotted against you, whatever the enemy has come against your mind with, stop entertaining it. Come on. You shall die and not live. Amen. Come on. Did you know that someone on their death dying bed, if it's not their time, come on, if it's not their time, you can speak life into them and they will live. Amen. Come on, somebody. I remember when Donna Cheryl Miller, Reeves now, but she was lying in deathbed. Doctors came out and said, there's no hope. Amen. There's nothing that can be done. We're just waiting on her, amen, to take her final breath. I remember Teresa calling me and Sister Stalinda. They just came out and told us there's no hope. That she's going to die. I said, I rebuke that in Jesus' name, because you've got to understand, Donna, amen, had a visitation just before this had happened. Amen. And she really did leave this walk of life, and she was going to her reward, and she could hear the angels singing, and she could see, amen, into the very portals of heaven. But the voice of the Lord spoke and said, you can't come no further, because I'm not done with you yet. You've got to go back. I've got a work for you to do. Amen. And so when Teresa began to call me and tell me that, Sister Horton, I looked on that phone. I was in my backyard in Truman, Arkansas. They were in Pine Bluff at the hospital. I said, that's a lie. Hey, come on, somebody. Hey, God's not a liar. Come on, somebody. If He said, you got to go back, I got to work for you to do. And the doctor puts a death sentence, rebuke that thing. Come on, somebody. Amen. I went outside of my house and I said, listen to me. I said, and hear me well. I said, first of all, I rebuke the spirit of death. It has no authority and it has no hold. I said, and next of all, on. I said, is David her husband there? And she said, yes. I said, look at me. I said, listen to me. I said, let me tell you. You tell him that I said when he goes in that room, he is her covering. He is, come on somebody, he is her other half. He is her spouse. And he has the covering over her. I said, you tell him to lean down into her ear and say, you shall live and not die. I said, you shall live and not die. Amen. They went in when it came visiting. A time they let him go in. He went in over her. And when she came to herself a few days later, she said, the only thing I could ever hear was my husband whispering the words, Adonna, you're going to live and not die. You're going to live and not die. And she said, every time he spoke those words, she said, there was a fight rose up in a side of me. And she said, I could feel the anointing from my feet go up. And she said, I'd fight. And next time I'd hear him say that, she said, I gained more strength. And I tell you, in the spiritual realm tonight, amen, you need to tell yourself, I shall live and not die. Hell don't have no authority over me. I didn't come this far. God didn't pull me out of hell and for the devil to destroy me. So I shall live and not die. Can you say amen? Amen. See, we roll over and play possum. Oh, yeah, we do. Preacher preaches and we play like we're dead. It ain't for me. But after all, amen, I don't have any problems. You're still breathing. Amen. You're still breathing. You're still in a body of flesh. Come on, which is your worst enemy. Come on, say amen. I don't have a problem with too many people, but I have a problem with Linda. I have to tell her how to act. I have to tell her what she needs to be doing. Come on. I have to sometimes talk to her and say, look, amen, it could be worse. You better straighten up. Come on. I have to look in the mirror sometimes and say, you know what? You're not in control. You say you do that? I've done that. Amen. I said, look, I got news for you. You're not in control today. Come on. I realize. Come on, folk. I know you think I'm crazy, but you got to understand. I fell in love with the great I am. And I have found out. Amen. I have to believe what I say. I have to preach what I say. Come on. And I have to live what I preach. And I'm here to tell you now, if I preach it, I'll walk it. If I talk it, I'm going to walk it. Amen. Man, hell knows that. And hell don't like me. And I understand. I've even had people that was demon-possessed to tell me, said, I know who you are. Amen. Even hell knows you are. I said, thank God. That thank God Jesus knows who I am also. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You got to understand. Hell knows who you're walking at. And you can walk around all day long and say, I'm healed and I'm whole. But if it's not in your spirit, it will do you no good. Come on, say amen. You can quote that word from Genesis to Revelations. Amen. But if it's not in your spirit, it won't do you an ounce of good. But it's when it gets inside your spirit, man, and it becomes a part of you. Oh, say amen. Amen. When you can look at a doctor and say, not so. I rebuke that death sentence. Come on. A doctor said, your mama's not going to live through the night. I said, in the name of Jesus, she shall live and not die. And she lived 13 more years. You got to understand. Amen. Whenever you've looked death in the face, amen, at 13 years old and held your dying daddy in your arms and realize, amen, the power of death and the power of life, amen, you begin to search it out and you begin to get something on the inside of you. Amen. The doctors came out and told my husband, said, you, I don't know what's wrong with you. We can't find a thing, but I know there's something. They run to cardiograms or whatever you call that. Amen. And they said, there's not a thing wrong. Amen. And I said, there's nothing physically wrong with you. But spiritually, I said, there's something wrong. What are you talking about? I said, I want you to know hell has attacked you. Amen. To get at me. But by the authority of the power, amen, of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I said, I command every symptom you have, I said, to leave your body. For I will not, I said, put up with it. I said, because God's not the author of confusion. I said, and whenever there is no reason for the pain, I said, then there's no reason for hell to inflict the pain. I said, when your spirit man lines up with God, you'll recognize what's wrong with you. Come on. You can sit down and accept it. Wait for the death angel to come. Or you can get up and outrun him. Yeah, you can. Hallelujah. They tell me to slow down or you're going to die. I said, don't threaten me with where I'm headed. Come on, I'm on the fast lane to heaven. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to understand, you're not leaving here till God gets done with you. And when he's done with me, I don't want to stay a minute more. Brother Horton, when he says you preached your last message and prayed for you, the last person I want you to lay hands on, I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want you to know I'm going to jump on the cloud and go with him. Understand that. But I didn't come this far to quit. Amen. Your pastor didn't come this far to quit. Your church has not come this far for the enemy to ride over you. Amen. And to steal, come on, and to stop and stagnate the vision of God. No, no, no. He did not. Come on, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. No weapon. Everybody say no weapon. I know you've heard these scriptures quoted and your pastors preached them, but just preach with me for a little while. No weapon that is formed against you, against thee shall prosper. And every tongue, amen, I like that, that shall rise up against thee in the judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now let me read that in Amplified. I love Amplified. No weapon that is formed against you will succeed. Amen. You should have jumped up and shouted. Come on. That's the word. That is the word of God. No weapon formed against you shall succeed. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. Come on. You will. The Spirit of God that's within you will condemn it. Okay? He said, this peace, righteousness, security, and the triumph over opposition is the heritage of the saints, or the servants of the Lord. And this is the vindication from me, saith the Lord. Now that ought to surely make you shout. Amen? To think there's not any weapon that hell can come against me with. There's no tongue that wags long enough, come on, to judge me that I cannot condemn. There's where my authority's got to come in. Come on. Hallelujah. You see, and can I go just a little bit farther? I'm trying to find this place to quit. See, we've preached about Jezebel and Ahab. And we've preached about the Jezebel spirit. Okay? We've taught and educated everybody pretty much on that one. Come on. She's easy to recognize because she's not quiet about what she does. Now, it could be it's not gender. We say she because of the name. Okay? But it's not gender. It can be, you can be used male or female with that spirit. And Ahab could be male or female, okay? We say Ahab, we say he because of the name. But anyone can be used in either one of those, okay? It's not gender. I said it right, sure, Beth. Gender.
It's not ginger or gender, okay? But we've preached on that and educated folk enough that they ought to recognize. Ahab will whine, and Jezebel will be the bold one. She'll get her job done. She will please the whiner. Now, don't shut me down yet. I'm not done, okay? But there's one that we don't talk about a whole lot, and that's Herodias. See, Herodias is more dangerous than Jezebel. Because Jezebel just threatens to kill the prophet, but Herodias does it. Glory, glory, glory. And Herodias is sneaky, conniving. Okay? And she don't do it herself. She finds the fault, come on, that she don't lack. And she uses the weakest in the house, come on, to prey on, to get her web around them. Come on, she used her daughter. You go dance before the king now, baby, and you please the king for mama. Come on, you're young. He wants you to come and get in his presence and please him. Now you go do that for mama, okay? Stay with me. And she did. Now he said, what is it that you want? Just tell me whatever it is, and I'll give it to you. Okay? So her victim didn't know what to ask for. Because it wasn't the victim that wanted the prophet's head. Come on. It was Herodias. So she says, mama, guess what he told me he'd give me? Anything that I ask for. What should I ask for? She said, now I've got it where I want it. Come on. She said, you asked for John the Baptist's head. You see, Herodias wants to come in and sever the anointing and take off the head of the prophetic. Come on. And that's what's working in our church today. Forget about Jezebel. She's loud. If she'd wanted to done something in secret, she wouldn't have hollered. You go tell that Elijah that what he did to the 450 prophets of my prophets of Baal, I'm going to see that he's going to get his part of it tomorrow. She'd want to have done it in secret. She'd have sent him a note. She'd have sent him a text message. Come on. Amen. But she didn't care for everybody around, so they run. Hey, do you know what Jezebel said about you? She's going to do. Come on. So see, Jezebel's not near as sneaking and as quiet as we'd like for her to be. But Herodias is. Herodias will sit next to you. She'll rub you on the back. Oh, yeah, baby. I know it's bad. I know the pastor's not treating you right. Sister pastor, she's not giving you the attention you need lately. But if you'll just hang with me, I will mentor you. Now, they may not say it just exactly like that. Come on. Because she's there to cut off the anointing and cut off the head of the prophet. To sever, because if you sever the head, the body dies. Come on. If you sever, amen, the head, there's no more blood flow to the body in the natural, and it will die. Come on. So if I can destroy his character, if I can destroy his image of what everybody thinks he is, oh, y'all stay with me. I got this in my notes, so don't look at me like that. I'm a little bit worried myself. Amen. But I want you to understand this. If I can destroy what he has set out in the vision God's given him in this house, and I can destroy, come on, amen, whatever it takes for him to be able to get it to going, then I have destroyed the image of what God had already laid out for this people. the vision will perish. Come on. Because now we can turn a deaf ear. Oh, he just jumps up there and hollers and screams and cares. I don't even think he's anointed. What do you think? I don't feel nothing. What about you? I'm really not. I don't feel quite what he thinks he's feeling up there. And I'm telling you, whoever he's got doing praise and worship nowadays just don't do it for me no more. So he's really, you know, we really need somebody different. Don't look at me like that. Come on. I'm saying this is how Herodias works. And if she can't get the job done through those, and they leave, she don't give up. She'll find somebody else. But you got to understand this. Whenever God has set it in an individual, hear me. I said, when God has set in an individual the determination that it's going to happen. You see what happened to John? He got in prison and he forgot that he had held the resurrection in his hands. Amen. John, whenever he baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, come on, and they took John and they put him in prison. What happened to John was, is he lost his vision of what he was looking for. Hear me. I'm coming down among you now, so you know it's dangerous. Amen. You got to understand, John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ. Come on. He had already been preaching. He paved the way. Come on. He had a following. He had a lead. Come on. But he said, I'm telling you now. Amen. There's one coming after me whose shoelaces I'm not even worthy to reach down and unlatch. Come on. You got to understand, he uplifted Jesus. But you see, when he baptized him, come on, and he was there when the Spirit descended and the dove come down. Come on. And said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. But John got in prison and he got despondent. He got oppressed. Come on, yeah, he did. You got to understand, because he sent his disciples out and said, you go ask and see. You ask that Jesus, is he the one that we've been looking for, or do we need to look for another? So what happened to John while he was in prison, he kind of got a little despondent in God. He got a little, come on, say amen. He got oppressed, come on, and he lost the sight of what he had held in his hands and what he possessed, and he wondered if it was really even real. Come on. And it cost him his head. Come on. So if you can keep your head and realize, I didn't come here, come on, to be destroyed. I didn't come here. Man didn't give me the vision. It came from God. Amen. There's been a many come. There's been a many ago. There's been those on my right side that said, preacher, we're going to see it through. But they're not here anymore. I don't know. I'm just preaching, okay? Amen. There's been those that have stood and said, man, amen, let's get it started. But it ain't time yet. Well, I think we ought to get it to going while we got all these people here. Because after all, if you keep on, we're probably going to lose them. And sure enough, okay, the busybodies, come on, but if you're a busybody, God's got you marked. He'll mark you now. He'll mark you down the road. Amen. Wherever you go, you're going to be marked. Understand that. But when God sets everything in plan, and amen, there comes an alignment with the head. Amen. With the head, come on. I said this head gets aligned with that head. Amen. All he needs to do is get an arm. Amen. That'll line up with the body. Amen. Get another arm that'll line up with the body. Come on, say amen. And when that body begins to line up, he don't need 200 people. Amen. If he can just get enough to make the body, come on, and line up. And God says, hey, that's all I need is a body that is lined up with the Spirit and the anointing. And I realize, amen, that I preached some of this the other night in a little different form. But can I tell you that God is trying to get a message across to this body of people and to this church. Amen. My vision is still real. My vision is still plain. My vision has not altered. Amen. Because I am God. And when I speak it, come on somebody. He said there's going to be born of a virgin, a baby, come on, that would be called Emmanuel.
God with us. But it didn't happen, amen, for years later. But it happened. And I came to tell you in Siloam Springs, amen, that God's vision is about to come to full fruition. Come on, all the way full circle around, if he can get a body to line up. You didn't come this far to stop. No, no, no. You didn't come this far to quit. No, because there's victory. Brother Mike, come here. Amen. Real quick. Amen. Sometimes there has to be a shaking and a sifting and a stirring. Come on. Because not everything can be sifted. Not everything can be shaken. What can be shaken will not stand. Come on. We serve an unshakable, unchangeable, unstoppable God. And he's looking for an unshakable, unstoppable, unchangeable people. Come on. Yeah, he is. He's a God that's unshakable. Come on. Amen. Understand that. He's a God that's unshakable. And then if you're standing on the rock, the solid foundation, come on. His name is Jesus. You'll be unshakable also. Amen. But if you can be shook, amen, then that means that you're unsteady on your feet. Come on, somebody. Amen. And if you can be shakable, amen, to the point that you cannot stand, then you'll not be able to make it in the body. Come on, say amen. I know that's straight. I know that's plain. Amen. He is an unstoppable God. Amen. He never slows down. He's never quit. Come on, whenever he spoke light into existence, it's never took a vacation. It has never turned, come on, completely dark. Oh, y'all say amen. You've got to understand light has always been. Come on, the sun has stood in the same place that he, come on, that he put it when he hung it there. Oh, y'all say amen. The moon is in the same place, amen, that he put it when he hung it there. Amen. The earth is still revolving around and around and around, just like he slung it into existence. You got to understand that he is an unstoppable God. He's a busy God. He's on the go. Amen. He's seeking out those whom that he may come on. Amen. That he might get saved. He's seeking out in the hell holes. He's going out to the gutters. He's going out, y'all say amen. He goes to the drug addict places. He goes, come on, into places, amen, that is unshakable and unstoppable for the world. But he's pulling out. Come on, say amen. You got to understand, we look around us, amen, and Muslims are taking over in our cities. Sharia law is being set in order. That means you cannot pray to Jesus. That means you cannot read your Bible. Come on, and the holy book that we have today. That means you cannot do except what they command you to do. And lady, let me tell you something. Amen. If you think it's bad now, wait till that comes, amen, around in America and Sharia law begins to say, you dress this way, you act this way, come on, you speak this way. Oh, it'll never happen. Honey, hang on to your hat. If the rapture don't take place, I'm afraid we're going to see it. Because we're seeing it right now in the news. Come on. He's an unstoppable, unshakable, but he's an unchanging God. Unchanging God. And he's looking for a people that'll be unchangeable. Come on. We change with the times. But I'm talking about a people that'll say, hey, what saved me has kept me. Same blood still flows today. Same anointing still flows today. Come on, folk. There ain't nothing worth sitting down. If we'll ever get our praise back. If we'll ever get our worship back. Come on, somebody. Oh, Sister Linda, what are you talking about? I'm talking about worshiping him. I'm talking about praising him. Is that lifting up your hands? I'm talking about getting in his presence. Come on, that you're not consumed with time. Come on. You're not bothered by time. Come on. You are consumed with the power and the presence and the anointing of God, the glory of God. Come on. Have you ever been in his glory to the place that you didn't want to leave? Come on. I've had people tell me, Sister Linda, there was such a
cloud over that service that I saw. Amen. I was in another world, didn't know where I was at. All right. Amen. That's okay. That's where I like to be all the time. But the fact of the matter is, you got to understand when we get to that place that He comes an all-consuming God. Come on. Amen. Moses went up on the mountain when he came down. The Bible said that they had to put a veil over him. Come on. That was the glory of God. Come on. Wouldn't it be great if we could get into that place with Him? Awesome. We want it, but how bad do we want it? Amen. We don't want our pride to be injured. Come on. No, no, no. I don't want to wrinkle my dress. I don't want to get my makeup to run. My mascara costs a lot of money. Amen. All this hairdo. Oh, y'all say amen. You got to understand. When you get in the presence of God, He is a gentleman. Come on. He's not going to mess you up too bad unless He has to mess you up to get your attention. Amen. But I preached a message. Mess me up, God. Just don't leave me like you found me. Amen. I don't want to be, amen, sitting on the seat, yawning and carrying on and thinking, oh God, amen, I would hurry up and let me go to the house. But I want to be in the presence of an almighty God. Amen. Come on, somebody. If everybody else goes to the house, that's okay. But I'm basking in the love of God. Come on. He's worthy of that praise. He's worthy of that glory. We don't see that much anymore because we're time conscious. Amen. And we want this and we want that and we've got to do this and we've got to do that. But can you stop just long enough to realize, amen, that when we entertain Him, come on, I said when we entertain Him, we entertain the TV more than we entertain Him. We entertain a book more than we entertain Him. Oh, y'all might as well say amen. We entertain our own selves more than we entertain Him. But He don't ask for a whole lot. He said, would you just come and seek me? If you'll seek me, you can find me. Oh, come on. He said, if you'll knock, I'll open the door unto you. Come on. He's just wanting somebody to come in that He might sup with Him and they sup with Him. Amen. He wants a fellowship with you. And when we begin to get in fellowship with Him, all hell, oh, come on, somebody has to realize I've lost their attention. Hey, I have lost everything I've tried to do. Amen. They didn't come this far. I thought I had them in my clutches. They were about to throw the Bible out. As about to throw their hands up. But they've one more time. I stepped into the water of His glory. And they have got a new experience in Him.